A community consultation is now underway for adults living with autism to try and determine where resources can be focused in the Ottawa area. Now, resources have long been an issue for families living with those with autism, but has come to the forefront with changes to the funding formula for supports by the Ford government in the last couple of years. Sheila Bell is with the Ottawa Adult Autism Initiative 2020, a local group that's begun this public consultation, and she joins us now to discuss it. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning, Andrew.
Thanks so much for joining me. Now, the Ontario Trillium Foundation has given the group a grant to do this community consultation. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about what exactly you're trying to find out from the community.
Well, Andrew, the truth is that the adults on the autism population are sort of the forgotten, a large forgotten population. Many resources, when people are talking resources for autism, they're talking about resources for small children, for school-age children. And once adults leave school, they fall into a bit of a void. And in Ottawa here, we have a lack of services, of coherent and connected services for adults on the spectrum. So when people go to look for, say, a support person to take them out into the community, or for programs that might be continuing education or job preparation, it's very difficult to find. And if you are a person with complications of communication or some behavior challenges, it can be almost impossible to find. So this is a situation that's been ongoing, not just here in Ottawa, but pretty much worldwide. People have not focused a lot of attention on the adult population. They live a normal lifespan. And what happens in the absence of support is they often become quite isolated in their homes and with their families, and go out less and less and have not a good quality of life. So this group is a volunteer group, the Ottawa Autism Initiative, looking to change that. We won a grant from the Trillium Foundation to do a community consultation because we think that's the best first step. If we want to help people and make their lives what they want them to be, then we need to ask the people who are at the center of it, the adults on the spectrum and their family members, how are their lives right now? What do they like? What do they not? What do they need? What's there and what's missing? What are they having trouble accessing? So that's where we are right now. We're partnered with Autism Ontario to do this project. And we're asking people directly about their lives.
And you mentioned, I guess we all consider, as we know, autism considered a bit of a spectrum. And so when we're talking about adults and accessing resources, we're not talking about, you know, one adult's resources is going to be the same as the next adult. So how big of a challenge is it to get proper supports in place when there's such a wide, I guess, spectrum of issues?
That's a great question, Andrew. The population of people on the autism spectrum is diverse. There are people who are quite highly verbal and able to go out into society more easily. There are people who are profoundly nonverbal and have difficulty accessing any programs unless they have someone to help them to interact. And then there's a whole spectrum of people in between. They're like everybody else. They have variety of likes and dislikes. They have a variety of talents and skills. And each faces their own unique challenges in getting out into the community. I'll give you an example. I have met and worked with highly verbal, highly educated people in their 30s and 40s who can't keep a job because they get a job, but there's not support there. And then something on the social side, a reaction to sounds, inappropriate reaction to social interactions can cause them to lose that job quite quickly. And then they have to find another job. It's challenging if there's no support. And on the other end of the spectrum, there are people who are quite nonverbal and on a bad day will have some upset, which is one thing when you're 3 years old, and it's another thing when you're 30 and 6 feet tall. And if you're in a program like that, then if you have a bad day, you can lose your spot in the program. So it's a matter of getting more information out to the community, educating both sides of the interaction so that people in the community are more understanding and seeing what's happening with a person on the spectrum, and the person on the spectrum has appropriate support so that their whole life doesn't go kaput for one bad day.
Absolutely. And just in terms of the resources that are available right now, with so many different characteristics, is there any central kind of hubs for resources for adults on the spectrum here in Ottawa, or is it a bit of a piecemeal kind of fashion?
Unfortunately, it is piecemeal from the user's perspective. There are services which hand out funding, but then once the funding is in hand, families are and individuals are told to go out and find their own services, which can be a good thing if you're tailoring your own program, but it's only a good thing if you have an easy sort of one-door access and you can go ask somebody, these are the things I want, what are the agencies or individual professionals who can provide this? That's kind of our end goal. We are hoping to draw together all the different services that are in the Ottawa area, help connect them with lines of communication, and help to develop services that fill the gaps and have a one, from the user's perspective, a one point of entry. I go in and I tell you what I want, and you give me options of places that are not, I'll be 30th on the waiting list, or your profile is not appropriate to our program, or sorry, this program has closed.
Right. And just in terms of available provincial resources at the moment, I guess this grant is technically from the province. It's from the Trillium Foundation.
Yes.
But in terms of access to resources from the province, do you anticipate that this community consultation will help kind of move that issue forward at Queen's Park? As you mentioned, you know, this has been in the news for the last couple of years. Do you anticipate that the government will use this information and hopefully act on it to kind of better the resources in the region?
That is our hope, and we hope to also pull together all of the various resources, so definitely government resources, but also the various privately funded and provided services that exist in the community and bring them all together. I do think that there is a will at the government level to approach and take care of this problem, begin to solve this. Because people, they're adults for a much longer time than they are children. And so we will take people who right now are isolated and not productive members of society out into society. They have many gifts and talents. And I'll tell you that the world is a much more interesting and kind of fabulous place when you know some people with autism, because they see the world in a different way. They are by and large quite kind and civic-minded people, and they really want to be out. They want to be contributing, and so if we can give them a little help to get up and out, then we will get much more back than you'd think.
Yeah.
So.
And just in terms of that that survey, I want to give people where to head to it in a second. But what exactly would you be looking for from either somebody caring for somebody on the spectrum or someone on the spectrum themselves? What information are you hoping to glean from them?
Well, right now, the survey, as you say, is available through our website. We have three branches of the survey. The first one and the one that we're giving the most priority to is the one asking for opinions from adults on the spectrum themselves, because we want to keep them central to this process. We don't want to do something to them. We want to help them do something for themselves. So that survey has a visual element. So even people who are much less verbal can give their answers. The second branch of the survey is for family members and allies, friends, close friends of people on the spectrum. And then the third branch is for professionals and also for people out in the community, doctors, nurses, dentists, barbershops, employers, people who are interacting in a professional way with people on the spectrum, because we want to hear where there are gaps, where they're running into difficulty, what we can address. And then we are going to put it all together into a coherent report that will be reflected back to the community. This is not a blind consultation where you give your answers and you never hear anything past that.
And do you have a timeline in terms of when you're hoping to hear back from the government? I know, you know, COVID-19 and the way the government normally works anyway, it moves a little bit slowly. But is there any anticipation of when you could see some changes?
Well, here's the thing. We will give them our information, and it has been changed, the timeline, a little bit because of COVID. We will give them our information in early 2021, and we will immediately begin applying for larger pots of money to change services and the situation here in the Ottawa area. So the Trillium Foundation itself offers larger grants, which are meant to work on what we have as an initial seed grant, which tests out an idea. And we can go back to them with the results and ask them for a larger amount of money. And we are very hopeful that if we can do this phase of the project well, we can hear from many, many people in the community that we will be successful in the next stage and start to change the picture.
And just one more time, where can people head to that survey?
We are online at OttawaAdultAutism.com. So if you go there, you can look for the survey page, and there are clickable links there to enter the online survey.
Sheila Bell is with the Ottawa Adult Autism Initiative. Sheila, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Andrew.